The school shooting in Parkland, Florida last month is having an effect on New York politics. A few days after the February 14th shooting at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a State for Gun Safety initiative. The Democrat told reporters at Marist College February 22nd that New York laws are far ahead of federal laws.
I would love to say I think the federal government is really going to get its act together now after Florida. My problem is I know better. I was sure something was going to happen after Sandy Hook. The only thing that happened is that New York took action.
A month after the shooting, students across the country took part in the National School Walkout, a show of solidarity demanding stricter gun laws. Some districts restricted students from participating. Others, including Mahanasan High in Schenectady and Canajoharie High in Montgomery County, meted out detention to walkers. Cuomo followed up by dashing off a letter Thursday to State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, calling on her to stop school officials from taking disciplinary action against students who joined in. Canajoharie Central Superintendent Deborah Grimshaw replied to a request for comment by email, which says, in part, quote, "Because of safety and security concerns, the students are not authorized to leave the school building. Any students who choose to leave the school are subject to the consequences that are outlined in the district's code of conduct." Two more events in the planning stages, March for Our Lives on March 24, and another national student walkout on April 20. Schools are also grappling with a spike in threats. This week in Saratoga County, armed police are patrolling Shenandoah High School. Shen Public Information Officer Kelly DeFiciani says a threat was discovered Friday afternoon.
A student reported to a teacher that a message was written on a bathroom stall wall that said, shoot up school 319/18-235. We called the police immediately, and the Saratoga County Sheriff's Department and New York State Police both came to the school. They're working collaboratively to investigate. They're still investigating. You know, in light of the message being specific to today, we have increased police presence on campus.
A Siena poll released Monday shows New Yorkers support the SAFE Act and banning assault weapons nationally. Two-thirds oppose arming teachers. Pollster Steve Greenberg.
When it comes to banning the sale of assault weapons across the United States, overwhelming support among New Yorkers. 65% support it, 32% oppose it. Even among gun owners, evenly divided, 49% of gun owners support a ban on the sale of assault weapons, 48% oppose it. And when asked whether teachers should be licensed to be able to carry concealed firearms in schools, New Yorkers say no how, no way. 69% oppose, 28% of New Yorkers support that.
New York State United Teachers Union spokesman Carl Korn.
We can't think of a worse idea than arming teachers. Schools need to be safe, nurturing places for teaching and for learning, and places where students and teachers and the community members feel like there's an environment that is protective and all-embracing.
Back at Shen, DeFiciani says students have events planned for April 20th, including an assembly at the football field.
Students are going to set up all kinds of booths to show students how they can advocate for anything. Things like voter registration, who your elected officials are, how you contact elected officials, that kind of thing. They're going to create a human message and then photograph it with a drone. And then there's going to be after that an after-school town hall meeting sponsored by the Student Senate.
DeFiciani says invitations will be extended to national, state, and local officials, including the school superintendent and Board of Education. Korn says there are things schools should be doing to improve safety and security.
Adding school counselors and social workers and school psychologists, making sure that doors have locks and buzzer systems and cameras. These are things that communities should be looking at.
A group of student activists from Parkland, Florida, appeared Sunday on 60 Minutes to talk about the Never Again movement they've spearheaded. The teens have raised more than $3 million to combat gun violence in the week since the mass shooting killed 17. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.